With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. All eyes are on the nation's capital for this coming Monday when former President Trump will become President Trump. Once again, he made a lot of promises for his first day in office, too, as Greg Cluxton reports.
Trump will become the 47th president after his swearing in on Monday, and he has told the country he plans to take immediate action. Among his day one promises, launching the largest deportation in history, closing the border, imposing higher tariffs on imported goods, and signing pardons for January 6th riot participants. He's told lawmakers to expect more than 100 executive orders out of the gate. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. Montana Senator Steve Dane says restrictive environmental policies are putting national forest lands in his state at risk in the same way that fires are burning now in California.
And I tell you what, we've been saying it for many, many years. Either we better manage our forests and our wild lands, or they're going to manage us. And when these fires erupt in California, they're virtually unmanageable at that point.
Dane says he plans to vote to confirm former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary. New drugs are selected for Medicare's price negotiations.
The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs will be handled by the incoming Trump administration. It almost assures billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. Ozempic and Wegovy are made by Novo Nordisk, which is based in Denmark and has U.S. headquarters in Plainsboro, New Jersey. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new report on religious violence in Nigeria.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a prominent European Jewish organization says authorities across Europe need to immediately take action against a precipitous rise in anti-Semitism. He says it's driving thousands of Jews to abandon the continent altogether. Rabbi Menachem Margolin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, points out that some 40,000 Jews have already left Europe with no intention of returning. That's as a result of a rise in anti-Semitic sentiment. This is SRN News. New York City has closed the doors on a sprawling tent complex that housed hundreds of migrant families on a remote former airport in Brooklyn.
As New York City shrinks, the emergency shelter system built up in response to a surge from the southern border that has been steadily receding in recent months, officials chose to close this facility. The last of the roughly 2,000 people living on a windswept tarmac at Floyd Bennett Field, once the city's first airport, departed a gated encampment over the weekend, and crews were seen dismantling the hulking structure. Advocates had warned that the facility, which is built on leased federal lands, could be vulnerable to immigration raids as President-elect Donald Trump takes office on Monday. Ernie Bennett reporting.
Starbucks says it plans an unspecified number of layoffs as it restructures its corporate staff. Starbucks chairman and CEO Brian Nickel said the coffee giant needs to ensure all work has a clear and accountable owner, one who can make decisions. Companies also needing to reduce complexity. More on these stories at srnnews.com.